Radio Theater is on the air.
It's the riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yodelay, yodelay, yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airways once again with America's favorite cowboys, riders in the sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats. Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers. And Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join us for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're going to ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're going to hoop and holler and howl at the moon. Yodelay-hoo. Everybody red and buckaroo. There's a place around the fire for you. With riders in the sky. So come on and let's ride.
Yeah. And now, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, for that warm round of applause. Thank you so much. Thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over border radio. Howdy and welcome once again to Riders Radio Theater, and this the 1,885th appearance in our long, industrious career. Before we hit the trail in song and story, let me take a moment to introduce you to Riders in the Sky. Over to my left, and that's your right, as you look into your classic silver-tone Nutridyne this evening, is the young gentleman who plays the string bass in our trio. Yeah. He's never been on a liquid diet, but he's still too slim.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow. Thank you. You know, I do watch what I eat. I exercise well, and every morning I watch Oprah.
Good for you, Slim.
Thank you.
And to my right, that's your left, the man who watches Morton Downey Jr., the king of the cowboy fiddlers, Woody Paul.
Woody, 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 Woody.
Thank you, friends. Thank you so very, very much. I don't really watch what I eat. I hardly notice it at all. I rarely exercise, and in the mornings, I sleep. But it's my pleasure to introduce to you now a man who thrives on a diet of grit and truth, the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Thank you, thank you. Once again, you've warmed the cockles of my little cowboy heart. Let me introduce on my extreme right our orchestra, under the direction of Joey the Cow Polka King. Let's saddle up, boys, and hit the trail. We'll go chasing the sun.
One, two, three, four.
Racing the wind, chasing the sun, heading for town, roundup is done. Hooves on the fly, dead on the run. Throw my lasso round the west wind and ride on chasing the sun.
It's been a long, long ride on a long, long trail. Now my work is over. Too many nights with the coyotes wail. Now it's home call for this rover. I know my sweetheart waits for me on a sunny mountainside.
But now payday has come for my pony and me. And so it's ride, ride, ride. Racing the wind, chasing the sun. Heading for town, roundup is done. Hooves on the fly, dead on the run. Throw my lasso around the west wind and ride on chasing the sun.
Ride, Ranger.
Hey,
we'll throw our lassos round the west wind and ride on chasing the sun.
Riders Radio Theater will return right after this spectacular offer from Deadwood Darlene's Prairie Lubricants. Here's Woody Paul.
Friends,
if you've ever known the heartache of sticky saddle, I'd like to spend a few moments telling you about Deadwood Darlene's new, hot new product, Saddle Whiz. Yes, Saddle Whiz is the modern way to...
Hi, friends. I can call you friends, can I? This is your old friend, A. Swinburne Slocum, jamming the radio signal from a little butte high above Tumbleweed Valley in the old Triple X Ranch. Turn up the juice, Charlie.
Right, boss. Juice.
Look, these goofball good guys are unloading tons of different products each week, and I figure it's high time I get my cut. What have I got to sell? Knowledge. I'm the crookedest man in the West, and what I've spent years learning can be yours now, the easy way. Just enroll in my Crime of the Month Club. Why bother? Listen, chump crime pays, and pays plenty. Sure, you'll pay through the nose for this course, but just wait till you practice what I preach. You'll have a permanent address on Easy Street. Here's how it works. Every month you get a swell book, see, delivered right to your home or cell. And it's crammed with the inside dope from a smart guy who's been there. Listen to this lineup.
January.
Deed forging.
February.
Counterfeiting cash, and say, you don't even have to know how to draw.
March.
Orphanage foreclosing.
April.
Rustling and brand blotching.
May.
Televangelism.
June.
Inside Pentagon procurement.
July.
The gift of graft.
August.
Perfecting the pigeon drop.
September.
Landfill manipulation.
October.
The art of the frame.
November.
Running the honest newspaper editor out of town.
December.
Buying off the law. Act now, sucker, and the Crime of the Month Club comes to you for only $9.99.99. You heard me, $9.99.99. And if you order before Ivan Bosky's next parole hearing, you get a bonus. Tell him, Charlie.
Right, boss. It's called the Henchman's ABC, and I wrote it myself. See, it's an ABC, so it starts in alphabetical order, see? You start with A, and then the next letter is B, and then next comes a C.
Yeah,
then
right. Comes listen, we understand, Charlie. Get on with it, all right?
Okay, Slocum. Anyhow, your Henchman's Handbook will show you how A is for arson, B's for bushwhacking, C's for kidnapping, D's for...
Charlie, you idiot. Kidnapping starts with a K.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll change that. Anyway, D's for dynamite and so on, right through the whole 19 letters of the alphabet.
Yeah, Charlie, look. Oh, never. Oh, look, my signal's fading, so order now. Listen, call 1-200-PAY-DIRT. That's 1-200-PAY-DIRT, and good luck on your new life of crime, only stay out of Tumbleweed Valley. Get me? That's my territory.
That's Deadwood Darlene's Perry Lubricants, the official lubricants of the Vaughn Monroe Fan Club. And now back to Riders Radio Theater.
Thank you, Texas Dick Bender. Saddle Pals, it's guest time on Riders Radio Theater, and as usual, with a churning mix of emotions, we turn to Too Slim to find out who or what will show up.
Well, you don't have to worry this week, Ranger Doug. I booked a gentleman who knows you well.
Really?
Yeah, you were in his band, the Bluegrass Boys.
You mean you booked the father of bluegrass?
I did.
Slim, that's great.
Sure is, Slim.
Well, how on earth did you get Bill Monroe to do our show? He's a major star. He doesn't work for the paltry money we are able to pay.
Oh, money isn't everything, Ranger Doug. I'm paying him with gift certificates.
Gift certificates?
Yep, $10,000 worth.
Slim, we can't pay for $10,000 worth of gift certificates.
Don't worry, Ranger Doug. We only have to pay for him if he uses them.
Well, great. And what are these gift certificates for, then?
1,000 meals at Wava Dean's 24-hour Conestoga stop, Bendover, Nevada.
1,000 free meals in Bendover, Nevada?
What? That's out in the middle of nowhere.
He'll never be anywhere near there.
Yeah, and if he ever is, he'll never eat 1,000 meals there.
You get the picture.
Slim, I don't know about this. This doesn't sound like the cowboy way.
Well, Ranger Doug, he agreed to the deal. And anyway, it's too late because there he is. You need to introduce him.
Oh, gosh. Well, okay, Saddle Pals, it's a pure pleasure on my part to introduce the father of bluegrass music, my old boss, a longtime star of the Grand Ole Opry, and a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bill Monroe. Yeah.
Bill,
Thank you. Thank you. What a treat to have you on our show, Bill.
Gosh. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're honored. Remember that time 20 years ago when I jumped aboard the bus and went with you?
Yeah, I remember a lot of things that happened back when you was real young.
I was a child prodigy, of course. I was only 9 or 10 then.
That's right.
That's right, yeah. You know, so much has happened since then to Riders in the Sky, to me, and of course to you. And the three of us, while we've been together, well, this is our 11th year on the road, and we're on MCA Records and have a national radio show, and things are just going wonderfully. It's kind of a dream of ours to someday, well, be in the Country Music Hall of Fame like you are. I know we've got a long way to go, but I wonder if maybe you could help us out and share some of your knowledge and insight with us and tell us how we could get to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Well, Doug, I'd like to see you there, all right. Just get on Broad and go down and turn left and turn right. And then the big building is right there in front of you.
Up time in Texas way out west. I lost a friend and a pal, boys, I laid him down to rest. I weeped and mourned for his grave, to me, boys, it was sad. I knew down beneath that mountain lay the best pal I ever had. Oh, lay, yeah, oh, you lay. My best pal was an old paint horse, and now he's gone to rest. Oh, I laid him down beneath that mountain in Texas, away out west, where the cactus blows o'er his grave and the coyotes cry. I know he sleeps in perfect peace beneath the Texas sky. Oh, lay, yeah, yeah, oh, you lay.
Next.
The old pal, it breaks my heart to leave you here alone. Now I'll go ahead and ride the range on the Texas road. But my love for you, old pal, it shall linger on. I will always think of you, although you're dead and gone. Oh, yeah.
Bill Monroe, what a treat. Bill, we know that your bus is waiting outside to take you to some big show you're doing out west somewhere, so we won't keep you. But thanks a million for dropping by. It was great fun.
Thank you, and I just wonder when I'll get paid.
Well, oh gosh, Bill, here you go. Here's your gift certificates. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Monroe.
Yeah.
Riders Radio Theater is funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and is a production of Mammoth Radio Pictures in association with WPLN Productions. This program is taped live at the Z. Alexander Luby Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And now, Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 9 of the exciting Western melodrama, Mystery of the Lost Ozone, entitled Trail Drive to Terror Valley. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, when last we left our dauntless trio and their faithful sidekick, Side Meat, they were riding the jet stream from Hawaii to Los Angeles in a hot air balloon.
Whoa!
They are most anxious to return to Tumbleweed Valley and their famed old Triple X Ranch, for they know that trouble in the form of the evil villain Slocum and his brainless henchman Charlie is waiting for them there. Now, as we join America's favorite cowboys, they've safely landed their balloon at LAX and are rounding up their herd, which they left in long-term parking in preparation for the long drive home. But Side Meat still has some unfinished business in L.A.
You got the route figured out, Woody?
Yeah, I think so, Randy Doug. So we go down Lincoln Boulevard, then we get on Interstate 10 up to Ontario, then we get on I-15 over to Nevada.
Slim, you riding drag?
Yeah, somebody's got to do it.
Well, head him up then. Move him out. Come on. Ha!
Hey, hold it.
What is it, Side Meat?
I gotta go get my mule.
Okay, take a taxi and get him and meet up with us down at the interstate.
Okay, but I don't need no taxi. I got my skateboard.
See ya.
And so the mighty trail drive begins. The first stop is the turnstile at long-term parking.
That'll be a dollar a cow. $2 for a horse.
Okay, pal, here you go.
No. You gotta put it in the thing there and make the bell ring every time one of them goes through.
Every time?
You betcha.
And if you say so.
Well, at a dollar a ding, it was a slow and tedious process to move 1,000 head of cattle through the turnstile, but airport regulations are not to be trifled with. Meanwhile, Side Meat on his skateboard has located the man who's keeping his old mule senator. But before we join them, I should remind you that way back in Chapter 3, Side Meat missed the cruise ship to Hawaii that the riders were on. Desperate to join them, he offered to trade his mule for 2 weeks to a man in return for the use of a dinghy. The man agreed because he thought the mule was a large watchdog. The dinghy was destroyed by Typhoon Oprah. You're caught up now, so let's join Side Meat, who's just arrived at Lance's beachfront pad.
Hey, you!
Whoa, excellent move, dude. Like, I can tell you really know your way around a skateboard, okay?
Say, you remember me, don't you? I come from my old mule senator.
Call, like it's the old geezer who took my dinghy, okay? Really, I'm glad to see you. Your dog is eating me out of house and home, dude. Really?
He's a mule.
He eats like a horse, and he ate my couch last week, okay? He kicked my girlfriend Siamese clear to another dimension. Really, it is so awesome. He is too much dog.
That's because he's a mule, you cactus head. A mule, don't
really,
you get it?
Really, that dog is totally a mule. He is really a two-year-old
mule.
Well,
I'll just take him and be on my way.
Hold it there a minute, dude. Like, where's my dinghy, okay?
Well, I got caught in Typhoon Opry, and the boat, she didn't make it.
Whoa. Well, then I guess you can't have your dog back, okay?
Well, how's about we trade this year skateboard for it?
Tubular. Okay, man, it's a deal. Whoa,
Come on. So long,
Fido.
Come on, Senator, we're going home.
Come on, Senator.
With his trusty steed senator under him, Side Meat wasted no time in rejoining the riders. He didn't have much trouble catching up with them because the tedious pay regulations at long-term parking had taken so long that they were just now turning the herd into the entrance ramp to Interstate 10.
Senator, too.
Great. Side, come on. We're heading the herd up the ramp. Woody, what's the sign say over there?
Well, let's see. Ranger Doug says non-motorized vehicles, pedestrians, and bicycles are prohibited from using this interstate.
Gee, none of that applies to us.
Okay, what's the other side say?
Let's see. Ramp speed, 35 miles an hour.
Well, we better speed the herd up. They're not going anywhere near that fast.
Hit them up. Hit them up.
As 1,000 head of cattle stream onto the interstate, a traffic reporter in a helicopter who comes in for a closer look.
Yeah, Chuck, you won't believe it, but there's a major tie-up on I-10 outside of Colton out here. It looks like you want 1,000 head of cattle. I'm going down for a closer look. Yeah, the Maverick just rear-ended a Pinto down there. I'll have an update in 8 minutes. Back to you, Chuck.
Meanwhile, on the trail below.
Hey, boys, there's another one of them speed signs. We gotta get them up to 55 now.
Let's head them up. Move them. Come on. Move them.
Boy, this 55 is sure rough on the herd.
Yeah, instant jerky.
Let's get them to market, peel them, and eat them.
It was a long, hard drive across California, but when your herd's clipping along at 55 or 60 miles an hour, you can cover some ground in a hurry. So it was that sundown found the riders driving their herd down an exit ramp in a remote area near Bend Over, Nevada.
Hey, This is where Wave of Dean's 24-hour Conestoga stop is. We can bed the herd down and ride into town and get some supper.
Great idea, Slim. Let's get to it. Huh? Oh, boy.
After highballing all day at trucker speeds across two states, the herd was more than ready to bed down. So it was only a short while later that our hungry cowboys were riding up to a very crowded Wave of Dean's.
Gosh, look at this place. There must be 1,000 cars here.
Well, no wonder, Slim. Look at the big banner over there by Bill Monroe's bus.
Gee, it says, Bill Monroe's Bend Over All You Can Eat Bluegrass Festival.
Wow, look. There's a big outdoor stage behind Wave of Dean's.
Gee, it looks like Bill will get to use a couple of those gift certificates, huh?
Slim, I've got a feeling about this.
Uh-oh. I know what you mean, Ranger Doug.
Oh, hold it right there, fellas. Hold it right there. That'll be $10 apiece before you go any further.
$10?
Yep, $10. It'll get you a certificate that's for $10 worth of food and at Wave of Dean's, and then you can go in the back here and hear some great bluegrass music by the father of bluegrass himself.
Slim, when we get home, let's have a little talk about this. I've got a few things to say to you.
No.
And so Bill Monroe became the highest paid guest to ever appear on Riders Radio Theater. But the Riders did get a good meal and even joined Bill Monroe on stage for a song.
Here he is, Bill Monroe.
The Golden West. To the east I travel into the west, looking for the one that I love best. Yippee-ti-yay, yippee-ti-yay-yo, down the sunset trail I'm bound to go. I'll saddle old Dan and away I'll ride, and I won't stop until I'm by her side. Yippee-ti-yay, yippee-ti-yay-yo, down the sunset trail I'm bound to go. Yippee-ti-yay, yippee-ti-yay-yo, down the sunset trail I'm bound to go. Again sometime, will you? I want to come and work for you again. Thank you so much.
All right.
Dawn of the next day saw the riders on the trail again, and it wasn't long until they were driving their herd up through Grapevine Pass and down into a bizarre tumbleweed valley.
Gosh, get up there now.
Suddenly, Two Slim's horse was spooked as a prairie dog ran in front of it.
Prairie dogs don't normally scare horses.
No, normally they don't, Too Slim, but this one was 6 feet tall.
Wow! He could play for Vanderbilt.
Shortly after this incident, an even stranger incident occurred. A flock of 40 ducks flying overhead crashed across the rider's path.
Crashing ducks? God, this is really weird.
Yes, but the weirdest phenomenon was yet to come. Passing a small shopping center on the edge of the valley, the riders noticed something very, very wrong.
It's closed. Gone out of business. My favorite tanning salon. And I had 6 visits left on my card, too.
Gee, let's ask that old timer over there if he knows why it's closed. Hey, partner, do you know why the tanning salon shut down?
Sure I do. They've all shut down. Every tanning salon in the valley.
But why?
Nobody needs them anymore. The sun's so strong, it tans you right through your clothes. See what I mean?
Wow!
What has struck Tumbleweed Valley? Can the rider save the day? Who is behind it all? Tune in next week when we'll hear Ranger Doug say...
Boys, think about it. 6-foot-tall prairie dogs in gold and black.
And Woody Paul say...
Ducks falling from the sky!
And Too Slim say...
Tanning salon's going out of business!
And everybody say...
It's Slocum!
It's fever pitch excitement you won't want to miss in episode 10 of Mystery of the Lost Ozone, entitled Copper Tone to the Bone. Next week at this Theater of the Mind. And now here again are Riders in the Sky, Joey the Cow Polka King... and Bill Monroe.
Thank you. God bless you. We have time for a little jam. Let's say goodbye with, a chorus or two of Katie Hill or something like that. How does that sound?
Grab your mandolin, Uncle Bill. Come on up and play it with us.
Yeah. Up, a conference on the mound.
Yeah, come on out, Bill.
Metropolitan Board of Parks and Recreation for the use of the Z. Alexander Luby Center. Riders Radio Theater was conceived, written, produced, and directed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Big Spender. Our flight commander is David Skeppner, the production foreman is Bert Sammet, and the sound effects engineer is Zeno Klinker. For WPLN Productions, the executive producer is Blazing Brenda Loftus, and producing is Jumpin' Judy Liff. So long, Saddle Pals.